This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Mishnah tells us that there's a machlaikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer. Basar kachi kdashim shiyatza lifnei zrikas damim. It leaves the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, this basar kachi kdashim. Rabbi Lezer oimer moyalin boy. Rabbi Lezer says that there is a din mi'ila because the zrikas hadam did not take effect. It left the courtyard and therefore there is no din of zrikas hadam that could be matter. Rabbi Akiva oimer ein moyalin boy. Rabbi Akiva says there is no mi'ila because the zrikas hadam was chal, it did take effect. The Gemara on Daf Zayin tells us a story. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Kishalachti l'kfar pani. And when I went to the place called Kfar Pani, Matzani Zakein Echad, an older person met me, the Amar li, and he said to me, Oimer hayi Reb Akiva, Zrika moy eles l'yoytze. Does the Zrika help for the Karbanis, the Kachi Kedoshim meat that left the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash? Amarti Lohei, I said yes, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ukshabasi, but when I came, Virtsesi Dvarm Lifnei Chaverai, I came and I told over the story and what I said to my Chaverim in the Beis Medrash. Amruli Haloi Pasalhu. How could the Zrika help? The carbon is puzzle, the Zrika can't help. So how did you say that the Zrika helps? Says the Gemara Ukishi Yatsasi, when I left, Hirtsesi Dvarmei Lufnei Rabbi Akiva. I went directly to Rabbi Akiva and I told him over what I said. Amar Li, he said to me, Bni, my son, Iata Oimer Kain, you can't say this. Varei HaMafrish Chatosoi, and he brings a raya that this is not true, that the Zrika is not Mayil. Bini, he calls him Bini. Toisus explains that he was actually rebuking him. Rabbi Akiva was rebuking his Talmud, Reb Shimon, telling him, how could have you said this in my name? You didn't understand clearly what I said. You didn't know what I meant. Why did you not challenge and correct this Zaki Nechad? Bini, it caught my eye. He seems to give him Musar, yet he calls him Bini. We find many times in Shas that Rabbi Akiva uses Bini when he refers to his Talmidim, Bini, my child. Yet we find in Shas many places where Tanoim called their other Tanoim. Tanoim called other Tanoim Bini. I believe Rabbi Isai, Bini is an entitlement of endearment. It's a title of covet and love. And it's not strictly for a ben, a child, and not strictly for a Talmud, but it could be used for everyone. Every yid, one yid to another, could refer to them as bini, lashon chiba, warmth. We find in Shas that actually there's another term of endearment that Tanoim used between each other, and that is achi, my brother. The Gemara in Yom Lamed Hei says, Omar Shmaya, laftalyain Achi. Aftalion was his colleague. And yet he calls him what? Achi. He wasn't literally his brother. Many places in Shas, Rabim Haim, many places we find this. As they say, V'yef Shalafartam, to go through each case. The Goyin brings that beautiful Chazal. When you come to Shamayim, the Gemara tells us you're asked a whole list of questions about your life, what you did. The Goyin says that there's a medrash that says, we ask the person, Himlachto es chaveirecha bediburecha. Did you make your friend royal? Did you treat him in royalty with your wording on how you spoke to him? Melech, himlachto. You need to talk to your friend with respect. You need to talk to your friend loving, with their cheretz. Words. Words have a very strong impact. Now let's tie this to the parsha. The Gemara we just learned, Bini, you give Musar, you need to give Musar sweet, with love. Bini, careful the words you choose. Atem nitzavim ayayim kolchem. Rashi, famous Chazal. Klal Yisrael hears the klolos and they start to tremble and they feel hopeless with so much klolos. How could we survive? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem nitzavim ayayim kolchem. Don't worry, you're still here. 40 years in the Midbar, you've done this and that and you're still around. Harbi echastem lamakayim atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. So what's the point of getting close? What's the point of in Yiddishak mishtrashin? To frighten and then say, yeah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. The rules are here to brought. What's the pshat? And the teretz is, Rabbi, you say, what is Musar? Musar is, yes, sometimes harsh, but together with the harsh, atem nitzavim chizuk. Has to come together. Yes, there's a way to do tshuva. There's a way to fix. You're never lost. Rabbeinu Shloilem. You're never lost by the Rabbeinu Shloilem. You know, Rabbi says hayoyim. Atem nitzavim hayoyim. Hayoyim. The Zayir says hayoyim. Rosh Hashanah. Whenever it says the word hayoyim, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. In the yeshivas, a lot of sichos musar, a lot of musar shmuzin about atem nitzavim hayoyim, out from Kelim. Maybe the pshat is in the hayoyim on Rosh Hashanah. We need both. We need fear. We need toichacha. We need to be rebuked. But we also need atem nitzavim hayoyim. That harbi chastem, Rabbi Yisrael Zarachmon, atem nitzavim hayoyim, there's a midas harachmon. Don't be scared. Rosh Hashanah is about both. It's rachamim, it's din, but it's also rachamim, the lesson, the limud, every word. We have an opportunity to be mechazik, to give chiyus to people. Every word we use is so crucial, and it's such an opportunity to do so much with positive words, with kind words, with love and chibah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.